Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel, and how may I assist?
Yes, good afternoon. Can you, good evening, rather. Can you hear me? My phone is sort of scratchy, but can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you fine.
Okay. The reason I'm calling, my name is Naomi, spelled NAOMI. Middle initial is D, as in David. Last name is Johnson, Johnson. And I had delayed my shipment of Omax until November 3rd. And I was just wondering, was it shipped? I already checked, you know, my bank, and it has not been debited for the amount of $48. And I was just wondering, I was just checking on it. I know mails have probably slowed down.
Okay, I would be happy
You
to.
probably need a mailing address. Would that help you as well?
Well, we would need to verify address once I get your information pulled up. What is the product that you ordered?
It is a 2-month supply of the Omax, and it's on auto, and I had delayed it. I was trying to find my paper statement, but I do remember calling to say back me up until November. And so my next scheduled ship date was, I thought it was going to be November 3rd.
Okay, I'd be happy to check on that.
And the only reason I'm calling, you know, nothing had come in the mail, and when I checked my bank account, nothing has been debited out of there for the Omax as it normally is.
Okay. All right, Miss, excuse me, Miss Johnson, you said is your last name?
That is correct, Johnson, Johnson.
If you could also please provide your zip code.
28436.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that zip code goes there. Okay, and for the 28436, that is your shipping zip code.
That is a shipping zip code.
Okay.
That's shipping, billing, everything.
Okay. Okay, I see you have two entries. So this is you. That's you right there.
If it
All
wasn't
right.
shipped, I still have some, so I can back it up until December.
Okay. If you would please verify your address for me, please.
It is 566 up the branch road. I know that sounds strange because it is strange. It's four words, up, UP, the, THE, branch, like a tree limb, road, up the branch road. And that's in the little town of Delco, spelled D as in David, E as in Edward, L as in love, C as in Charles, O as in olive. The state of North Carolina. And the zip code again is 28436.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
If I need to repeat any of that, I don't mind.
Oh, no, ma'am. You're fine. I had just located an old account that you had, but the difference between this one and the other one, if you need to call in again, you provided your middle initial there for D.
Okay. I'm looking at an old statement, and this one is dated. When was this dated? Goodness, October. But I mean, I've gotten it, you know, since then. Let's see. If I asked them to back me up until November, it was supposed to come in September. I think that's the last time I got it.
Okay.
Was in September
okay
of this
so
year.
yes ma'am so
And
let's see.
I'm looking. I should have found my latest statement before making this call.
Okay, well, no worries at all. I have gotten your account located showing your name and address, and you do have a 60-day subscription for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and it is showing that a shipment went out for you November 3rd. So
Okay, so I guess it's out there now. It'll show up tomorrow.
Oh, I see what happened. The payment didn't go through. It looked like on the face of the account that it didn't.
I know what it is. I know exactly now. I had lost my credit card that I use. And in the meantime, probably since I ordered it last time, I could have a new account number. But I mean, I think since I ordered it the last time, I have a new account number. So
okay.
You say it went through, so it's been shipped already?
No, ma'am. It looked on the face of the account, but it had the date November 3rd. But when I opened it up, it said that it declined authorization, so the payment did not go through.
Okay, I understand exactly why. You know what? If you can hold on just a couple of seconds for me to get to the drawer to get my card.
Okay.
And I will give that to you.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Just hold a second. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. This is the new number.
Okay.
And I apologize for that, but I didn't even think about that when I – maybe I hadn't lost it when I placed the order, you know?
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
The
no
new
worries.
Number is
– Yes, ma'am.
Everything is the same. My name is Naomi D. Johnson on my card, and it's
okay.
4661.
Ms. Johnson, is this another Visa?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So it's a whole different number.
It's a whole different number because my card was lost, so my bank just gave me a whole new number.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I think the numbers, everything is different.
Okay.
Maybe it isn't, but anyway, here it is again. 4661. It could be just the last four numbers, but anyway, I don't know what you might. Do you keep account numbers on file, or you don't keep the people's numbers?
The system will show us the last four digits.
Okay.
So
well, these last four digits are totally different, but
okay.
Let me just give you the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Now tell me when you're ready.
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
It is 4661-8800-7702-5549.
Okay.
And it
thank
has
you.
A different expiration date and all than their other card.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm ready for that expiration.
That is August of 25.
Okay. So let me just get that.
And if you need the security code?
Yep. Just one moment.
That is 410.
Okay. 410. Okay. Thank you. Yes, let me open that back up. New card there. Okay. And you said it's 410 is for the security.
410,
code.
That's right.
Okay. And let me save that in. All right. So what I will do. All right, ma'am. And is there any other products or any other issues that the family's dealing with?
No, that's all. And I understand now that why it hadn't come out.
Okay.
That's the reason.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so that's...
My card number went through successfully, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just now processing.
You're just doing it now. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Take your time.
Okay, so let me just pull this up.
That's why, though, yeah. I never, it didn't occur to me. But when you told me that, I knew immediately what it was.
Let's see. Yes, ma'am. Do you mind holding just a moment?
I don't mind holding.
So that I can try to go ahead and
take your time
and process it. Let's see if they are available. I don't think they are. Oh, it's 4:57. All right. I don't think that this is the... Okay, they said that I didn't... All right, ma'am. It's in a pending status.
Pardon me?
But it's, yes, ma'am, your order.
Say that
so
again.
It looks like if the it's in a pending status as far as processing it. It doesn't mean
okay.
that it's, yes, ma'am, it hasn't declined, but it should process in a few minutes.
Okay.
But you'll be receiving the shipment in 7 to 14 business days.
Okay. Yes, I understand. That's the reason for the delay, because when they went in there to that card, which, you know, once I notified my bank, and after I notified my bank a few days later, I had already gotten a new card. I found my old card. I mean, I lost my own card right here in my own bedroom. No one stole it or anything, you know.
But, yes, ma'am.
But I figured since that's the card I use mostly, let me just go ahead and let the bank know so they can get me a new one, which they did. And probably
okay.
in the interim, I had already placed this order before that happened.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, because I backed it up, I don't know if you see all of that I backed it up. And in the meantime, there was a misplace of my Visa card. And so when time came to process it, that card is no longer in existence, that number, rather.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, we were able to get that processed for you. And it's still the same cost for the $48. And I'm sorry I didn't
That's
even
wonderful.
Review that part. Yes, ma'am. Still the same
yeah.
charge, no additional shipping and handling, and no tax.
That's great. All of that is great.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate all this extra care.
Well, you are very welcome, ma'am. We are still offering our high-potency vitamin D3, of course, if you'd like to place a one-time
shipment. Well, that's taken care of some other way. But I thank you again, and I'm glad that I, you know, when I realized, I said, oh, my goodness, it's already the day is the 10th, and it would have come. But the first thing before bothering you, I checked the bank to see if it, you know, had cleared the bank, and no, it hadn't. So
yes,
then I said, let me just call OVAX.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you've got me all taken care of, and I appreciate your help today. And you have a wonderful afternoon and evening.
Well, thank you. You do the same, and thank you so much for calling OVAX Health.
Thank you.
You're
Take good care now.
You do the same. Thank you for calling OVAX
Health.
Bye-bye.